it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood Channel. I'm Ron Swanson, and we're joined once again with Zaffy, the internet vigilante, diving into the Epstein files, diving into the shenanigans of these elites that seem to think that they can throw out distractions here and there, troll us with alien websites, and we're all just going to sit here and take it. But Zaffy, for those of you who either have no memories or don't know who you are, please let us know who you are, and thank you for being here, brother.
Thank you for having me once again. I'm Zaffy, YouTuber, formerly a movie YouTuber. I still am. That's my primary channel, but I started a second channel after the Epstein files, well, debacle, where less than 50% of them got delivered to us. And I just saw all the names that were on there and every name that was potentially being hidden. And I was like, there should be like a revolution. Like there should be riots, there should be, like, people should be going to war over this, and nobody is, and now they're distracting us with stuff like the UFO files and all this garbage, and this government is currently occupied by the people who probably hired Epstein. So I decided, screw it, I'm making a second channel on this, and I'm going to use it for two things. One, to get this information out there, but also to fund for specific causes that help victims and various people who are affected by crimes like this. And kind of just build a group, like a support group and an army, basically an army to really help, an army for information purposes, of course. No calls to violence publicly, of course, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. YouTube algorithm. We are, yeah, exactly. Metaphorical army. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I think it's important to talk about this. And I know the Epstein stuff isn't trending on news anymore. The search results for them have gone down as that was a plan anyways for the Trump administration, just throwing all this other crap at us. So, but I want to keep it in the sphere. So my goal is to build up this channel so I can continue to do just that. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing well as well. I think you're up like 20,000 subscribers since the last time we spoke, and you're doing well with it, bro. Traction is key on it, and you seem to be maintaining it. So all the power to you, man, because the more people talking about this, the better. Okay, so where should we start off today, Zaffy? Because I feel like since the last time we spoke, it's just been more cover-ups, more distractions, and more shenanigans coming from the elite side, especially over in the U.S., The UK have made pitiful, I think, two arrests. Where would you like to jump in? And what is your take on how all of this is really being handled from both sides?
Yeah, I think last time we spoke a lot about who was probably behind Epstein. Yep. There's a lot of reasonable conclusions we can draw there. In terms of stuff that's happened since, a big thing is obviously the UFO files. The Iran war stuff is continuously being grinded to a halt with this pathetic excuse for a ceasefire and this new deal that is apparently given the US absolutely nothing. And just there's more and more news about various tech oligarchs and them having controversies, and most of them were probably also tied to Epstein. There's a bunch of stuff, man. There's a bunch of stuff. We can start off pretty much anywhere. We can start off with that pitiful excuse for alien information that they're...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm all for borders and people who are meant to be here being here. But I think the way that Trump went about this troll was... It was a lot. So yeah, take it away, Zaffy. Let us know what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, well, obviously for that recent post, Aliens Walking Among Us, it just seems like they've hired some... you know, Reddit poster to like manage the social media and post some of just the stupidest unhinged stuff for Trump. But the actual UFO files, I went in depth on some of the stuff that was released in the tranches of the UFO files. They're purposely releasing stuff that has been debunked, like UFOs that are apparently angels, biblically accurate angels that somehow a US drone was able to capture, which has been debunked as a balloon or something, or light fractions or some kind of parallax distortion. They know these have been debunked, and they're purposely releasing them just so they can get their paid influencers on Twitter to engage bait and create conspiracies around that, just so we can say, hey man, the president's doing a great job at, you know, being transparent with the people. And I don't understand how it's not obvious. People need to ask, if the government's giving classified information to the public that can be seen by anyone in the world, what's the reason for it? is it actually information that's worth any salt, or is it, was it purposely conveniently issued at a time where Trump really needed to get some support? We got the midterm elections. We got all these shootings and all this stuff happening now. It just looks like they're trying to flood the gate with as much stuff that can say, that can make the American people say, you know, Trump is actually, you know, he's giving us some good information, even though the Epstein files was complete, you know, mismanagement. So, yeah. I think you're muted, Ron.
Cheers. So what you were saying there about the debunking of the footage, right? I got the feeling that we were either going to be handed over a bunch of stuff, and then at a later date we're going to be told, well, oh, listen, it was a new type of drone that we never knew Russia had, or a new type of this that China had. We haven't lied, because they were unidentified flying objects or unidentified flying phenomena, right? Yeah. And it just feels like we're being set up to have another reaction for weaponized incompetence, where we all go, well, what do you expect? It's the government. And it's sort of making me sick now how pre-programmed everyone is to assume the incompetency of the people who are meant to be in charge. And it seems to be working for them, right? Because there ain't no arrests over there for Epstein, the Epstein stuff. And it doesn't seem to be coming to a conclusion anytime soon.
Yeah, it's all business as usual. That's what's in the minds of the public, and that's why you'll never have a revolution. You'll never have riots. I mean, there's been some protests, like outside Trump's Tower or whatever, but it's not. These people need. There needs to be. The problem is to do. How do I say this? To do what's necessary to punish these elites, it requires a lot of people to have an incentive, and I touched upon this when we last spoke. Most people don't have the incentive. Most people are trying to make money, make do with their families, raise kids, you know, and that's all fine. It makes sense. It makes sense why people don't have the incentive, because in order to do what you have to do, you need to, one, be able to go outside your comfort zone and challenge these people, but you also need to trust that there's going to be enough people that can, that it can make change. Because you and a handful of people that might join you are not enough. You need a large percentage, and a lot of people, and you might not have faith that a large percentage will rise up. So, because of that, no one's going to rise up. Everyone's going to have that mindset. That's
it. Exactly. Even if it's just, oh, let's meet in a car park and get, you know, a demonstration going. If everyone turns up, it creates, it unites us. But it's that, you know, population past resolution, right? Like, Zafi, if we got 8.5 billion people together and we're not allowed to leave the room until we all decide what colors the lines on the road are going to get repainted to, how long are we in that room before we all agree on one color?
Exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying? And we have to ask ourselves, is that by design? Because it's scary to think how divided we are over things that are created by the people dividing us.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It is, there's a lot of manufactured outrage and manufactured conflict, particularly by this administration. They will hyper-focus on specific problems in society and make you think that's the issue, and make and distract you from like the big class issue. I believe this can all be, you know, lined back to a class divide. Some people have said its origins in the 70s or with Reaganomics and trickle-down economics, whatever you want to say, but there's a class issue here. There's a group of people with a lot of money and a lot of power who are able to do whatever they want, and they're making our lives worse. They're making taxpayers pay for the things that are going to replace us in the economy and destroy us. It's insane. And yeah, like this, I just see this chat right here. Pam Bonney herself said, if we arrest them, the whole system would collapse. It's exactly. The people who run the system are all PDF files, bro. They're literally the elites
Do you know what, Zaf, right? Let's just imagine the day after the system collapses, right? We've not got Hollywood, right? The banking industry would take 48 hours to recover, right? Like it would just, new people would be hired, business as usual. I think the bigger problem is they're terrified that we realize we don't need that anymore. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Hollywood, the big music machine, all of that stuff, I think people are swaying away from the mainstream and looking for alternatives now. And I think their biggest worry is the illusion falling apart of us needing them.
Yeah, it's very interesting how alt media has kind of taken over, because you know, you have left wing and right wingers going into alt media and gaining so much popularity. But it's funny how these elites want alt media to basically create, what would you call it? Political divides, political fracturing, so that people are so at each other, left versus right, blue versus red, all this nonsense that right. The upper class don't
they keep their hands clean.
The only color they don't care about, red or blue. The only color they care about is green. That's mm-hmm. that's the truth. So they like their alt media, but yes, of course, they want you to fundamentally bow down to the main institutions that have been there. And unfortunately, most people will do just that. It's just the case. And when most people do just that, people like me and you who want to stand up and stop it, we have very little leeway to stop it, because right. There's just not one person doesn't have the ability to change all it. You're dealing with institutions that have been ingrained in society since forever. So mm-hmm. problem. And then all the lobbying and the countries involved, like, it's insane.
Yeah. I mean, we've got close to 15,000 people now in jail for tweets and social media posts speaking out against our government over here. And it's only going to get worse. You know, the next phase is the digital IDs rolling out, and we're doing everything we can to throw spanners in the works and fight for our free speech and everything, but it's falling apart a little more every day, bro. It's wild. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, even there's huge fear in the US about what can you post and say about Trump or the government or ICE without mm-hmm. getting right. Like, there's big issues. There was a rollout. If you talk about ICE, they're going to do this to you. Like, people are checking security or checking phones to see what you've said. You know, it's this is when, like, when you get authoritarian fear like this, that's how you know something has to change. Like, we've gone too far. Like, we've just gone completely too far. And it was funny because when I used to be a fan of Trump, it was because and in hindsight, I should have known better, but he didn't seem like a typical politician. You know, he yep. was already rich. He could self-fund all this stuff.
Yep.
But he became everything that the people who supported him feared. Someone who's a puppet for lobbyists who will fund him. Someone who's used the presidency to enrich his family by the billions at the cost of taxpayers. He's pumped and dumped his own fans with crypto dog shit coins.
Right.
Him and his wife, left and right. Nobody ever nobody ever mentioned this, and I don't know why. It should have been we should have called it with the scam that was Trump University, but even then, like, he outright scams people online, and no one will. And then he uses that to make money, and then the insider trading that's been happening as a result of him. He does one post about Iran, and somehow all of his buddies make yep. a bunch of money on oil trades. It's just so funny how it all works, man.
It's so crazy. Funny. It really is. And it was almost like and I hate to say this, but at least when Epstein was out blackmailing and doing his dirty business, he wasn't posting memes about it on Twitter. Do you know what I'm saying? And it almost gives a next level of rubbing the puppy's face in the muck, because not only are we having this layer of incompetence that we assume they're going to have, but now we're having our idiocy rubbed in the faces of us because of social media. And the pump and dumps are mad. Right, that is a mad arc for the president of America. I'm not going to lie.
He was against crypto before, by the way. Mm-hmm. He was against Bitcoin, all that. And then when he found out he could make money off it, he was all with it. I think even Epstein funded this whole crypto. Like, there was a huge department of software engineers that wanted to start their own crypto, and Epstein used it for dark money. He's like, this is a great way to fund criminal things with dark money. Let me fund this crypto thing. So It's funny, the criminal enterprises just love this stuff, and they're all working in tandem. The government, people like Epstein, they all know that they can get rich off this, and they'll abandon their morals to do so. Trump, who said Bitcoin's a scam before, now he's all with it. Now he's promoting Trump coin, this coin, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is the future, all this stuff. These people don't stand for anything. They really don't.
Yeah. And okay, so when it comes to Epstein and these files, mm-hmm. there is a massive time gap, Zafi, in the files that have not been released. And I don't know if you've noticed that, but they're very 9/11-y, the time period. You got any opinion and take on the missing files?
I'll try to be as safe with this as possible.
Okay, yeah.
We know that Ghislaine Maxwell spoke about, where is the second pilot? She talked about Arabs in a specific way that suggested that she wanted the repercussions of 9/11 to hit at the Arabs, which were the enemies of, like, they spoke about Arabs like they were their pure enemies, right? And you can see that in the Israel-Palestine conflict too. Yeah, I'd be very curious to see why that specific. If you want me to, I have obviously conspiracy theories about really what really happened that day. We don't need to get into that, but there are reasons to believe that there were some insider knowledge. This has been known for a while, that there was some insider knowledge about what was going down. And maybe someone like Ghislaine Maxwell, who was put in the shadow, who's offered a role in the shadow commission for 9/11 for some odd reason, maybe it was in one of the emails. Maybe she knew, maybe her and Epstein knew. I don't know. I do think that leads us to believe, those emails lead us to believe that Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein were probably talking often about what was happening. And maybe there's an email out there that Epstein was talking to a politician or somebody in the know, like, hey, by the way, there might be something going down on this day, just so you know. So maybe
that is exactly the vibe I get. I mean, if they're willing to give us PDF files, monsters that do things on islands and baby jerky, what the hell are they hiding? Like, do you see what I'm saying? It leaves us wide open for speculation, but I think my mindset's landing where yours is, Zaffy, on that, because it's got to be, right? It's the only logical explanation is banking industry and foreknowledge of that event. I think that's really where I've landed too.
Yeah. There's a lot of things to suggest also that, obviously, there was stuff going on with Clinton at the time. There was a lot, actually. And I wouldn't be surprised if I don't exactly know what the specific timeline of this gap is. But if they're purposely gapping everything from the 9/11 incident to 2008, it would make sense, because we all know the 2008 crisis. Nobody who deserved it was actually arrested. None of these people in the banking that actually caused the housing crisis were arrested. Only one person that was thrown under the bus was really arrested for it. Everyone else got away scot-free. I would be very interested to see how much Epstein played a factor when he was meeting with these people, because he had connections everywhere, up and down Wall Street with all these bankers, right? So it'd be interesting to see how many people he had connections to and how many emails there were of him talking about this stuff before the crisis of 2008 and the 9/11 stuff actually happened. It's just funny.
Yeah, I agree. And we've all known the possibility, right, of the theory, shall we say, that there's a secret massive organization pulling the strings around the world, these companies that own it all, right? And you gotta wonder just how much openly discussed conversation took place about these major events, because my money's going on that's exactly what it is, Zaffy. Now, as far as what you feel, right, do you think there's going to be anything to come next as far as the Epstein files go? How large do you think this distraction is going to get? And are we looking at an event where the president can roll in? Now, excuse my lack of knowledge, but whatever it is that you can roll in America that prevents the president from stepping down in a time of war?
Well, we all know that Trump also, he wants to run again anyways. It's funny because he's on his way out. Like, health-wise, he's gone. Like, he's turning 80 next month, I believe. He's had multiple health scares, multiple emergencies. He's on his way out. I think he's going to do everything he can to screw as much up for everyone else at the cost of his family as possible. I don't know if you know, but Elon Musk's baby mama came out and exposed a lot about Elon. And
let's talk about that. You segue us into that, because I've briefly hit the headlines. I've had a couple of Asmund Gold shorts on it, but other than that, I know there's something to be looking at. I've just not had a chance to look at it. So if you're dialed in on it, Zaffy, do you want to take us through that? I'll bring up some visuals.
Yeah, so Elon Musk, I believe her name was Ashley St. Clair, I believe. So they have a son together. There's a lawsuit. There's like a whole child custody case with them. So she came out and basically said a bunch of things. She was offered money by Elon to have non-disclosure about not only them and their son, but a lot of things happening in MAGA circles. MAGA's turned into a degenerate cult cesspool based on what she has said. A lot of these people who claim to be Christians against degeneracy are degenerates themselves. And there are entire group chats, Ron, where there are influencers, you probably know some of them, who take marching orders directly from the White House on what to post, and they all post the same thing in tandem. It's a propaganda line, and they are paid hundreds to thousands for single tweets, and the money is being funneled from Israel, from Russia, and Qatar. There's a lot of Qatari money, seemingly. A lot of Qatari money. It's really funny how it all works. And it's
a lot of Qatari money. Like, yeah. It just sort of, that took a minute for my brain to buffer what you were saying there. Why is no one ever talking about the Qatari money, right? We're always so dialed in on who's Israeli in charge, right? Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of really high up Arab Emirate individuals that are on that Rolodex, bro. Okay. And I'm not being funny, right? Without getting too specific, there is a serious situation with French tourists that are part of a very similar religion as this particular part of the world. And why is no one talking about that?
Well, in terms of MAGA, I have a theory about that, actually. All these guys are pro-Israel. So they are outwardly rewarding trips to Israel and Russia for other people. They are all in the know. They all outwardly love Israel and Russia. This is a known fact. Qatari, yeah, there is a funny thing there, because a lot of these people, a lot of the right-wingers, right, they are anti-Islamic, but why would they be taking so much Qatari money? It's because it's all part of the same club. You know that a lot of these UAE leaders, and the UAE are the fakest Muslims ever, they are part of the Epstein files. They're in the Epstein files. A lot of them were parting it up with Epstein. So this is why I truly believe a lot of these MAGA people, they don't actually care about this whole... Let's just say this. When they attack different groups here and there, and they make all these divides between minority groups, I don't think that a lot of them actually care, because they're being funded by Middle Eastern, Qatari people that they think are degenerate anyways. So they don't... And also, by the way, apparently Ashley said that a lot of these Christian MAGA people, they pretend to be Jewish. They literally change religions. They change religions whenever they need to or want to. So religion's used as a, what would you say? It's used very performatively, right? We're a Christian here who are against the radical Muslims, but we're going to be taking money from Qatar. We're taking bare Qatari money that's going to be laundered, right? We're also Jewish when we need to be, when it's convenient. They don't actually care about anything.
Yeah, do you know what's kind of worrying me, right? I feel like the powers that be are needing a new control tactic, okay? And the business model for how they rolled out religion many, many moons ago seems very similar to how they're rolling out UFOs, aliens, all of this stuff. And I'm worried, Zafi, that we're going to see an event take place that ushers in... Because they've got to make us beg for the things that we don't want. Do you know what I'm saying? So we need to be put in a situation where we're so terrified that we need to beg for the things we don't want. Do you think that possibly this war with Iran is going to usher in the detonation of a device that shakes the world to the point where we want to usher in AI making decisions instead of humans?
Possibly. Quite possibly, because guys like Sam Altman and Peter Thiel already want that to happen. They've already been talking a lot about why AI is needed to rule a lot of things, and anyone who speaks out against it is a member of the Antichrist army. They've said this. Peter Thiel said this. If you speak out against AI, you're part of the Antichrist army. That they've already positioned it like that. They positioned it religiously. If you're an enemy of AI, you're an enemy of God.
Okay. Right. I mean, that's taking it a bit far. Listen, I just want to say, I'm one of these people, just so you know, Zafi, I believe that AI should serve humanity, okay? Yes. Like, it's very much adapt or die for some industries, right? Mm-hmm. But you know what no one's talking about, Zafi? You know all these socially awkward but highly creative people who live in their mom's basements, even in their mid-30s, who've had no way of being creative in this world because they have to go outside, they have to mingle with people, they have to work, they have to earn money, whatever. We're going to see a new wave of creation coming from places that usually it never would. And that's an incredible thing. But when we start replacing millions and millions and millions of jobs so that business, like massive conglomerate companies can increase their top line, that's when the problems start rolling in. It really, really is. Yeah. There is a world where we can all exist and AI is our bitch, basically. But unfortunately, they don't want that. They want it vice versa. They want it the other way around, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Bezos was in an interview saying that AI will, you will be happy with AI replacing you. Think about what it would be like if you're in a two-person household and one person doesn't need to work a job because of AI. But they never, ever talk about, okay, what will happen if the person, how is the person who doesn't have a job going to make money? How is he going to support himself? They never, ever address this for some reason.
Yeah, well, this is, listen, my autism in the shower figured all this out, right? So the only way, Zaffy, this can work is if we're all given our own AI robot that we then tell to go and do what we want it to do in society to earn money for us, okay? Mm-hmm. So my little AI is maybe going to go, I don't know, fish, I don't know, fucking paint, whatever. That's the only logical way. The only that they gift us with the ability to replace manual labor and whatever it is we do with the AI. Other than that, what's their business model for that one person in the house you're talking about, Zaffy? I mean, I'm ready to hear it, because do we need the AI? Can they not just give that person a bunch of money instead of us going through all this? Because it doesn't make sense.
I don't think these billionaires who prop up AI like this, I don't think they're thinking about the solution for the average man who's about to lose their job. They're just thinking about the bottom line. That's what that'll be, in my opinion. It'll be very dystopian if we live in a world where, okay, everything you do can be put to an AI, everything. So then when people say, oh, we're going to use our AI to automate just tasks for labor and all this stuff, what's to stop them from telling us, no, your AI can also be automating basic living decisions, communications, interactions? Then it's going to be like Wall-E, where we're all stuck on a, stuck in a chair.
Hell yeah. I agree. I'm not saying it's perfect, right? But we're going to spend 5 minutes talking about this random thought, right? Yeah. They need to get really sophisticated AI into old folks' homes where motherfuckers are old and alone. Yeah. And we can have a screen that talks to old Molly about the music of the 1930s and engages. Do you know there was a group of care homes that brought in Wii bowling, right? And a projector once a week for the old folks, right? Wii fucking bowling. Right. And they would sit in their chairs and play. And the psychiatrist, the mind doctors were like, there was a significant boost in like how these old people felt over a couple of days through fucking Wii's. Right. So we need to integrate it in a way that's real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I really feel
that. I mean, the old folks home idea is it makes sense. It makes sense. But yeah, these billionaires don't even think that far ahead. Like, Ron, you're doing the thinking for them. They just want their money.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not being funny. Like, put me in a think tank. Let's change the world. Do you know what I mean? But I think there's a lot of fear over AI. I really think there is. But I think a lot of people just don't know what to do with it. You know, it doesn't look that impressive when you open ChatGPT. None of it looks very user friendly. And I think the 99% of the people out there don't know how it applies to them, other than saying, you know, Siri or Alexa, can you freaking turn the lights off? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So
no, I mean, AI is inevitable. Like, I in terms of stuff like manual labor and all this kind of administrative tasks that take time, I think there's a lot of value in having AI take that over. Yes, you're gonna, unfortunately, there is the part of, okay, what do you do about the jobs and all that? And that is something that needs to be answered, but corporations are not in the business of answering that. They want their money. So this is why I say, like, there's real stuff about AI. There's real value in AI. I will never discount that, but I get very sussed out when I see billionaires like Jeff Bezos saying, you'll be replaced and you'll be happy. That's very easy to say from someone who's living.
Yeah, give us context, mate. Right? Like, what? We need more than that, Mr. Amazon. What have you got planned for us? Because there's not, like, he can't even look after his own workers, bro. And listen, we've segued. I've managed to derail our conversation, but with all the technologies, Zaffy, that Epstein was into, right? There was talk of time travel. There was talk of all kinds of genetics and all of this. With with the knowledge that billionaires, especially scary billionaires, don't tend to just throw their money down the toilet, right? How much attention should we be paying to these sciences and these out of the norm sciences that were discussed in the files, do you think?
A lot, because so it's in the files that Elon had certain sciences suppressed. There was some kind of energy that some kind of fusion energy that he had suppressed. He had connections in terms of scholarships and all that stuff. He had it suppressed, but I don't know if you know. So his ranch, his Mexico ranch, he wanted it built near Los Alamos, because Los Alamos, for those who don't know, is where the Trinity Project happened. It's where Oppenheimer created the nuclear bomb. He basically wanted some place where the scientists that were left over from the Trinity Project could come in and investigate strange phenomenon. He said this in an interview. And if you guys know anything about what happened in his Mexico ranch, he was basically trying to create an army of super soldiers. This is not me being hyperbolic. He was trying to impregnate multiple women for black market use so he could use their babies.
Are we talking about Musk or Epstein?
Epstein.
Musk. Yeah, that's fine. No, because I was convinced you were talking about Musk there for a second. So we are talking about Epstein. And we're talking about Zorro, right?
Yeah, Zorro's ranch.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I don't know what your brain did there, Zafi, but it replaced words that you were saying with other words.
It is funny that you mentioned Elon, because Elon also, his baby mama, Elon was fantasizing about having surrogate women to create sons for him so he can have his own army for the apocalypse or something. It's very weird. I don't know. Like, there's an obsession with some of these people. They just really want to create armies. It's very weird. But Epstein took it a step further. He's like, I want DNA. I want a piece of my DNA in every single soldier we create, and we're going to use their trauma to create powers. It's like some Stranger Things stuff that's happening.
No. Do you remember that scene in the new Deadpool, right, where they put whatever his name is, the Deadpool guy, in that chamber, and they suck all the oxygen out, they let him suffocate until he's almost going to die, and then they put the oxygen back in, and they keep him there for a week doing that.
Yep.
Bro, like, try and describe a more effective method than a tube with air going in and out of it, okay? Yeah. Because there's no marks on you, okay? There is no nothing. There's nothing. And it is, do you know how twisted and cost-effective that is?
Yeah,
like from an evil genius point of view, when I seen that in that movie, I was like, all right. And it's all about bringing his mutations out and bringing his powers out in that tube.
Activate the gene, the X.
Yeah, bro. That really gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I mean, it would be no surprise to me that, you know, Epstein talked a lot about how to influence the mind to manifest powers. And you do that through trauma. So how would someone like Epstein inflict trauma on a child? It's just scary when you think about it, right? It's disgusting, but it happened. This is it's on record that this is stuff that he was looking into. I think he was looking into black magic. He was looking into time travel, cloning, all this stuff. Like Epstein wanted to hit every single base before he died, every single thing he could. I believe he wanted immortality. Like, I believe all these, when it comes down to it, these elites don't want to die. Like, if they had the cure for immortality, they would kill anyone to get it. They would nuke the entire world that they had to get it. So someone like Epstein would definitely be interested in that. How do I extend my legacy further? And if you can't extend your legacy, then you want your genetic inheritance to be spread through an army of
super. Or figure out time travel,
yeah.
Put all your investments into a high savings account, nip 100 years into the future. And is that not a wish.com version of immortality? If we just take our present self forward, if we can't figure out how to listen, we're not, me and Zafi aren't having a conversation about they've nailed time travel. It's just, it's in the files.
Yeah.
And we're two guys having a conversation right now, because there was the COVID theory, which we can't really go into too much, but we all know what we're talking about with putting someone's DNA into a certain thing that a lot of people had. Mm-hmm. Could be another way of being immortal, from an admin on paper point of view, right?
Yep.
But then there's the royal thing, right? A lot of princes, a lot of princesses, Zafi, right? And I feel like somebody from the bloodlines took the mickey out of Epstein and said, you're never going to be one of us. And I think that's the only triggering thing, because money can't buy that, bro. Money can't buy that. You cannot buy your way into the bloodlines, but could you become obsessed with beating them at their own game? Maybe.
I think a lot of these elite, I even think Trump has this. I think there is a complex that develops when, for example, a lot of people in MAGA were exposed, like they were Hollywood, they wanted to be part of the Hollywood class. They wanted to be walk red carpets and be there, but a lot of them weren't able to. And now they're creating their own versions of that, right? I believe guys like Trump and Epstein, they really wanted to be somebody for a long time. And they wanted to alter reality so they could. So yeah. It doesn't surprise me that that would be a thing with the royalty would be like, you're not one of us. You know, but like, I think Trump, I like think a lot of these guys have been told this. They've been rejected by someone. They're like, fuck it. I'm doing everything so I can show you how status I really am. And how I really am. It wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, it's the old, because I mean, that's what bothers me. Like, obviously, Epstein didn't wake up one day and be like, oh, all I want is a PDF murder island. Do you know what I'm saying? So what is his driving wishes and dreams, right? And to be something he can't be, which is the, one of the bloodlines, is the only thing I could come up with, man. And I tell you, mate, it's a wild conversation and it's a wild topic. But let's go back to, have you got a short list of things you think that they're most dedicated in hiding from us?
So there's probably... there's a whole host of rich people that they want. They don't want, and they don't want that to be released at any point. And most of these people are probably part of lobbies like AIPAC. They're like, we don't want our names to ever be exposed, and they're paying a lot of money to make sure that doesn't happen. The 9/11 gap for sure. There are false. There are probably several false flag operations in history that were exposed in the Epstein files too. I wouldn't be surprised if that was there.
That's a good point too. And do you know what's frustrating as well is, let's say for argument's sake, there was exactly 3 million files released. 5 years from now, bro, there's going to be like 100,000 of those left online once they've filtered through and they delete and they delete and they delete. Do you feel like we're going to head into a generation that refers to the Epstein conspiracy, and it's going to fade into, it's going to fade back into the realm of obscurity? Because if nothing official happens 10, 15 years from now, how does it separate from any other tinfoil hat conspiracy, right?
I think, unfortunately, there is truth to the idea that that will happen. The only difference is, it's not a conspiracy. Like, it's in the files. It's a government document. There's no.
Oh, we know. Oh yeah, we know. I knew that was going to trigger you, right? Yeah. So I was like, should I give him a little parenthesis here? And I'm like, no, I'm going to see what happens. But no, it should be triggering, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening. Like, can you imagine 20 years from now, Zaffy? Right, you've got one of your grandkids on your knee, and you're like, "Listen to me, laddie. I'll tell you the tale of the PDF monsters." And he's going to be like, "Oh, granddad, you're talking about that." That Epstein guy that, you know, made up all these stories about famous people. No one was arrested, granddad. That's what's coming, bro.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think there's going to be a lot of people in the upcoming generations that will believe it, but it'll be like a funny thing to them. Where they'll be like, haha, yeah, there was all these PDF files that got away with it. And it'll be like a joke. It'll be a meme. Mm-hmm. It won't be anything beyond that. Yeah. It'll be like, it'll be the same way people joke about, you know, like what happened to 9/11 and all this stuff. It's the same thing. Everyone will be like, yeah, we know there was some fishy stuff happening, but hey, you know, it is what it is. And then back to, it's exactly. Everyone's going to be
desensitized. Weaponized incompetency, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
It's desensitization. Everyone's desensitized to this kind of stuff. So it's going to keep happening. And that's what the government wants. Like, that's what these people want. They want to throw so much at you that, you know, elites doing terrible things to kids on an island is nothing. Like, it's like, okay, cool. Next tragedy, next story, right? Like, people are being, there's a genocide happening. Oh, cool. Next story, right? It's just, that's the, unfortunately, social media is not going to change. And the people who are on social media won't either. They're just going to be hit with new violent event here, new headline here. And it just, it'll be that.
Oh, hang on a second. Sorry to interrupt you. Weekly Rant, one of our community members is getting married tomorrow. So big shout out to you, bro. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. I hope you and your missus have a fantastic day. That is awesome. So yeah, big shout out to Weekly, man. My G. You're doing it. You're being a grown up, bro. You're doing it. So yeah, congratulations, man. That is sick. So yeah, get some love hearts and some positivity in the side. There's a bouquet. Actually, the bouquet is a better idea. Get some bouquets in the side chat. All good. So yeah, sick. Anyway, now I've derailed us, but the getting back, because I agree, there's so much cover up that it's. I mean, you just have to look at Pam Bondi and Cash Patel, right? And the way that Pam Bondi handled things, the way that there's no excuse for how she dropped the ball, let everyone down, protected these individuals. And there's yet to be anything happening there with her. Mm-hmm. Like, is everyone just going to get moved to Antarctica and we're just expected to believe that they're not here anymore and they're living? Because how are these people getting away with it? How is this going to ever come to an end, Zaffy, if nothing can be done? And that's the way, I'm sorry if that's a tough question, but that's how I feel. I mean, where are we meant to start with this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of this is systemic institutional issues that allow power to allocate in such a way. Pam Bondi, apparently she got diagnosed with cancer. That's the big headline. So it's funny.
Is that right? Is that right?
Apparently, so she stepped down as Attorney General, so she couldn't be subpoenaed by Congress about the Epstein files, and now she's got cancer. It's just I don't want to say that anyone's lying about cancer, but man, at this point, I have no sympathies for it.
Yeah, anyone. I'm not saying she's lying about cancer, but the stepping down part, so she can't be subpoenaed.
Yeah, yeah. Sneaky,
right?
And now you can't say anything. Yeah, and now nobody can say anything because, oh, she's got cancer. She's going through some stuff. So even at the end of it, she sold her soul to the point where she just has no incentive to say what the truth is. I do think that if you're on your way out, you might as well just blow the whistle on the entire operation. So, you know, Pam Bondi, I wish this for you, but if it is terminal, blow the whistle. You have nothing to lose.
No, I think it's in the contract that if you're dying and blow the whistle, all your family go in the wood chipper.
True.
I think it's I think there'll be some small print somewhere, bro, because like otherwise somebody would have opened their mouth by now. Do you know what I'm saying? What we need is one person in government who's not married, who is an orphan with no connection family, no living bloodline for the family that gave him up, and he's our only hope, bro. Okay, no pets, no hobbies, nothing he loves. He's just dedicated to the job and has nothing that can be used against as leverage. But because until then, if you've got anything you love, you are controllable.
Yeah, if you are someone who really needs money, or you really need your wife has an operation and you really need money to pay for it, or you're worried about your kid and you're worried about getting sent pictures of your kid at school by some random shady agent, right? Like you can't be. There's just not credibility there. Like you're it's over. Some of these people, I think, have straight up sold their souls completely. Outwardly, but some of them are living in fear. I can see it. I do think when I did see Pam Bondi do her bullcrap when she was in front of Congress, honestly, I'm just gonna be real. I do see some of these people and be like, you don't believe anything you're saying, and I can tell that you're dripping with fear. You're dripping with fear, and it's funny because Trump will go at anybody who turns on them, right? He'll call them rhinos, and he created an AI post where he's shooting down rhinos with a shotgun. Like it's great. It's jokey until you realize, oh crap, he's having JD Vance step down. You know, he's all these people are moving to Argentina now. You know, like Peter Thiel, I think JD Vance.
There's a good infrastructure in Argentina though. If you're wanting to run away and you're a bit of an evil person, right? Argentina is one of the top places to go, I've heard. It's interesting how they all speak the national language of Argentina, and then a lot of German.
Yep.
Apparently, I think I've got my stories right here, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. So,
Argentina is the second Israel now. Like it's a lot of people are moving there. A lot of them are moving there. Apparently, there is a conspiracy that Bibi is related to the president of Argentina. So it's just I don't know, man. Like when I just see what's happening in Argentina, and then Peter Thiel is moving there. I'm like, oh my lord, we have a new safe haven for these weirdos. Like it's just. It's crazy how everything's connected.
Yeah, well, do you know, I said this as well. I said it also feels, this was before the Iran war. I said it almost feels like, you know, if you're having a house party and you know, you're maybe not old enough to do that, and the police come to the door, and you try and stall them as long as you can so everyone can run out the fucking back door. That's what's happening with these files. Like, that Trump is stalling while everyone runs out the back door, bro.
Yep.
Because if we can put loopholes in place, for example, we didn't lie about the UFO files. We just didn't know it was a drone until now. Okay. And if we've got more loopholes in place where, they've gone to Argentina, we have no jurisdiction to even investigate people there. Bloody, bloody bullshit, bullshit. That's what I feel is coming, bro. That's what I feel is coming. I really do. And then people are going to go, the president was at war. We can't expect him to have eyes everywhere. Can you not? Because I've got a funny feeling a lot of those survivors and a lot of those children that were had horrible things done came from America. I'm just saying, okay? Not exclusively, okay? Not exclusively. But those people need justice.
Yeah, but it's funny you say that because Mar-a-Lago, Trump's little clubhouse, was used Epstein went there to recruit girls and look up girls, right? And there was this whole defense of Trump saying, but he barred Epstein from Mar-a-Lago. Well, the records show otherwise. Records show Epstein went there more times than was previously recorded. And also, there's this whole thing about Epstein. He knew Melania before Trump, and there's this idea that she was his girl before, and because he was friends with Trump, he kind of gave it to her. Like, it is all crazy. It's unfortunate.
I mean, there's nothing suspicious about the president's wife walking out on stage, and the first thing coming out of my mouth is basically, "I did not Jeffrey Epstein." Okay, yeah. All right, love.
Out of nowhere, too.
Did anyone ask? Anyone? Yeah. Anyone ask? I don't think anyone asked. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that was weird. And then she made promises about the survivors getting their day in court. There was something a week or two ago where the survivors were in court. I don't know if that's anything to do with that. My friend Barbara and I have got a new show on a Wednesday where we're going to be covering a lot of the survivors of the Epstein files, the realities of the industry model and all that kind of stuff. Because Barbara is just the keyest source ever for all of that stuff. We love Babs. But you see, here's the thing. We've had something else come out in the news over the last couple of weeks, right? Now, and I don't know if you've heard about this or you've seen or covered this, but I believe it ties in pretty well with this. And that is the human safaris, right? Oh, so this was Sarajevo, right? During the Sarajevo siege, members of British, American, German, Italian, Spanish, French, higher up billionaire realms and millionaire realms were taken out to active war zones and given sniper positions where they were allowed to just shoot and murder civilians. And a book's been written about this that's called Pay to Kill or Pay to Shoot, one of the two, that goes into all of this. Now, this is two separate stories now that have come out, one about Sarajevo and one, I can't remember the one where the other one's from, but now we are seeing the history coming to the surface of elites and rich hunting people for money, okay? Being able to pay to go and murder. I reported on murder tourism 7 or 8 years ago, bro. When I believe it was like Somalia, you could go out to Somalia, and if you had enough money, you could go out into the hut, into the middle of the jungle, and as long as you kept ringing the bell, they'd kept bringing you bodies, as long as you kept paying your bill, they would bring you people. And whatever happened to those people, happened to those people. And people thought I was crazy. And now we're seeing active war zones where people are just being capped by snipers because it's the highest bidder, right? Like, did you hear anything about this? Are you surprised? And do you think that this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as the extracurricular activities that go on in war zones, brother?
Yeah, in terms of this book, I'm not aware of this book, but sniper tourism, I've been aware of it. In the Epstein files, there's references to hunts in the Epstein files. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Ready or Not, but there was someone on my Discord who said, "Oh my God, this is so unrealistic. Why would rich people risk doing something like this where they could be caught?" And I'm like, "Dude,
what?
Do you not understand the game? Like, do you not understand? These guys are so powerful they can get away with anything. And sniper tourism is a thing. Like, Ready or Not is a freaking documentary of anything."
I think I've got it. It's got like a fancy looking lady on the front with bullets and a big axe.
Yeah. She's basically married into a family that they play Radar Now, where they hunt the newest bride to death.
Hell yeah. Right. So you can, listen, Discord, I'll make sure I find that. We'll have a movie night this week, because that's nightmare fuel for us all.
Yeah, it's a satanic cult of elites. And there was a sequel that came out, and the guy on my Discord said, this is so unrealistic. Why would rich people ever risk this? I'm like, dude, maybe they went extravagant with the supernatural elements in this movie, but like, sniper tourism has existed since forever. And there were references to hunts in the Epstein
Foundation. Safi, I can hook you up with an interview with someone who'll put in perspective exactly what the elites hunt for your viewers. She was hunted herself and had to be involved in the unaliving of other children that didn't make it. She'll tell you all about the what the hell's someone in the side chat will tell me. It's when the MK Ultra, a suicide or a self unaliving trigger in your brain, right? I can't remember the name of it. Someone will help me out. But she's witnessed two of her friends over the years go out that way, and it's wild. It's wild, bro. For legal reasons, allegedly. Thank you. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's wild, bro. And it's very different when you hear it from someone, you know? And it's a crazy world, man. And these elites have been doing it since before records of them doing it could have been established.
Yeah, there is no line that they will cross. Their morality doesn't exist at a certain point. When you get that power, it doesn't. There's no if, then, buts. Will we risk being? Will the cops find out? That doesn't exist at this.
It level. Doesn't exist, bro. What cops? The street cop, the beat cop, the beat cop.
These people are too rich. Like, they're too powerful. They're too well connected. They don't care. That's the last thing they're thinking about. They're just like, when can we get the new fresh, like the new supply of fresh blood? Like, that's what they want.
That's it. It's crazy, man. And the more, like, for example, let's go back in time and let's just refer to the pizza scandal, right? That involved a bunch of emails, funnily enough, Zaffy. Mm-hmm. You know, every now and again, I'll go back and read over the top 10 most confusing worded things you'll ever read in your life about how the handkerchiefs covered in pizza have been found. And another one was, we're waiting on our grandchildren coming home so that we can destroy them. What? I'm sorry.
They're not even trying to call it.
Mrs. Clinton, what, mate? And this was the Podestas that these emails were. You know what I'm talking about. And it was in our faces then. You know, and we were told we were crazy, and we were told we were conspiracy theorists. Sorry, I probably can't stop shouting, right? But I'll turn my mic down a little bit. I've got an illness. I'm sorry. But it seems to have been in our faces for years. What's going to change?
I made a video going into the every use of the word pizza or cake or something weird like that in the files. Nobody who's ever spoken a word about pizza talks like this. Oh, get ready. We're going to make pizza. Make sure you bring your thong. Make sure you strip down this. Who talks about pizza like this? Oh my God, I can't believe you got to experience the pizza and the grape soda. Nobody will know what this is like except for us. Nobody talks about food this way. So people who say this is conspiracy, like, you're just, why are you putting on the blinders? Like, it's very clear that they're talking about kids and stuff like that. Like, it's so clear. It's clear as day. YouTube demonetized my video because of that. They demonetized it for a reason. It's because they know I'm talking about this stuff because it hints at childhood. It's not just pizza. It's not just about food.
Yeah. It's so true. And let's try and give people some hope, right? Like, what can people be doing to fight back against this, right? We have to hit them in their pocket. You have to start changing the way you live in order for us to try and make impact, right? Because really, this is just going to keep going. The wars, the lies, the horrific things that happen to kids. And I tell you something else, Zaffy, people talk about the movie Blink Twice, right? And the only part of that movie that I think was a message to be sent to us was the end, when that woman took control. And I think that's the message everyone missed. And I think that's exactly what's happened now. I think whatever her name was, daughter, sister, wife, girlfriend, that got all of the fortune, is where we need to set our sights now, because the Maxwell legacy is over, right? Daddy's gone. She's allegedly in prison. If she's not in prison, she ain't popping up socially anymore. The Maxwell era is done. So where's the torch being handed, bro?
It's a very complicated issue. I've spoken with various people. I've been trying to start a like kind of an organization of people who can just be act as nodes in their respective community. Reach out to as much people as you can. Try to create change. Try to if you know of something that's going down, just build a pipeline of connections that work in tandem against this. You've seen the warehouses being lit up. These billionaires' warehouses and their AI data centers being lit up and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who advocates for the destruction of property, YouTube or anyone.
But I guess.
When you talk about hitting them where it hurts, their wallets, you have to do exactly that. Like trying to affect policy is one thing, but the policy goes where the money goes. If the policy affects their money, then that's going to be a policy that's very, very important. You just need to figure out a way to affect change on a level that will affect their wallets. And this, I don't have a blueprint or a plan to do that, but I will say these people become very predictable after a while. You know exactly which countries they're aligned with. You know exactly what their messaging is trying to entail. You know exactly what the propaganda is. And you know what you'll see in the news, what monopolies are forming, which corporations are eating up other corporations. You'll see that. And then once you know who the players are in the game, once you know who the faces are, once you put a face to the enemies, and you won't know who all the enemies are, of course, but once you know all the problematic people, then it's up to you to distance yourself away from that, figure out a way to live outside of that, and then try to get a group of people who are like-minded like you, and then all of you can group together and hurt their wallets. That's a broad strokes version of what I would say is important here without getting into tactics so much.
And learn about slightly altered, maybe privately downloaded versions of the AI systems that they use, because trust me, this is we're going to need our own AI assistance in this. We just need to get them off of the mainframes, metaphorically speaking, bro. Okay, listen, right? We've got a few minutes left, Zafi, right? Because I want to hear what you've got coming up. All right, where is your attention focused? What are you looking into right now? What's coming next for you?
Yeah, so on my Vigilante Files channel, I basically have printed out pictures of every single person that I want to call out and expose. I have a whole list. Obviously, my channel is very small right now. I can't affect much change, but it doesn't matter. I'm going after all of them. I'm going after every single name that not only was part of the Epstein Files, but is active right now.
Hell yeah.
I'm going after every single one of them. So be on the lookout for that. I am.
Look, why don't you do like three names and then come back and go over those three names and then do the next three names and just keep. We'll keep it in like a promotion of information and circling people back to your content vibe, because if you're going to put in the work and do that, that means I don't, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So I'd rather promote you doing it than having to do it myself. So that would be awesome, because that's essential, bro. Try and do it in a playlist. Do you know what I'm saying? Like one name, one episode, and just rattle your way through it, because that is a database we need.
Yeah, I've already done one on Mark Zuckerberg. I've done one on the co-founder of LinkedIn who was on in the files. I've done it on Elon Musk. Jared Kushner is next. There have been people asking me about getting to him. I'm getting to Kushner.
Yeah,
that dude's a freaking plant if I've ever seen one. I'm getting to him. I'll get to Peter Thiel. Of course, it's leading up to guys like Bibi, which I got to be careful of on YouTube. But yeah, it's just I'm going down the line. Obviously, there's also all kinds of news that are happening daily, like the Elon Musk baby mama stuff that I'm hinting at, the UFO files, all that. But I'm sticking to this list no matter what. There's a list of names. I'm trying to call out every single one, and hopefully we can establish some kind of community where there's the community of people who are not afraid to get information out there and then just share stuff. Like this is the next stage of propaganda from the government or whoever. They're about to divide a whole bunch of people and distract them. This is the messaging, and that's how you know what to stay away from.
I would be what I would do is see every two names you do another video that keeps it within your realm that has nothing to do with Epstein, right? Yeah. So that the algorithm can't go, oh, look at this guy, hate spamming. Do you see what I mean? So that's another little YouTuber to YouTuber thing. Let your whole Discord know, like, you're not, you know, if you're wanting more names, you got to understand there'll be some random video that talks about some random thing that loosely connects to everything, because
I need to break up the because YouTube's mental, me.
YouTube is mental, but you know what the fun thing is? The Epstein videos actually don't do that well on my channel. Mm-hmm. But every now and then, a UFO file video will pop off, and it has nothing to do with Epstein because it's about aliens, or a Donald Trump video because it's Trump. It's not Epstein necessarily. It's Trump is just a popular thing. So I always try to mix and match. You know, even on my channel, you'll see, okay, he's not just talking about Epstein. He's talking about, like, just, you know.
I'll send you the analytics of the Epstein content before the war in Iran.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll send you them after. I had a 90% drop off the day of the Iran war kicking off. Do you not remember, bro? Twitter, Facebook were all like, support the files, support the files. We're here for the people. We got to get the truth out. The war starts, and then people started getting banned on Twitter. People started getting banned on Facebook. Algorithms shut down people's stories about it all. It was like, wow.
It's all a group effort. I was getting six-figure views on every Epstein video on my main channel, 700K on my first, on my second Epstein video. That's insane. That's unheard of right now for my channel, for my stuff. Now it's all dropped off. As soon as Epstein's even seen, the algorithm will suppress it.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. You just need to get your audience tuned in to abbreviations so they know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you can keep words out of things and they all still know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because hell yeah. Yeah, that's the way it's got to be done, man. We got to play them at their own games. Otherwise, we're screwed, bro. Like, you got to understand, we're two guys talking about trying to take down a system that owns all of the platforms we're trying to use to take down the system, okay? It's complicated. It's really complicated. Do you know what I'm saying? And you can all say, oh, we should start our own platforms. Sure. Let someone start up their own platform, let it get really popular, and see how long it takes for them to be able to resist the £1 million, $1 million buyouts, $10 million, $100 million buyouts from companies wanting to buy their IPs. That's what we're up against, right? Like,
the flow of currency from one entity to the other, it's a powerful force. It's more powerful than any force. It's like Mother Nature level powerful. Like, it's a cosmic force. It's tough.
It's bloody tough, mate. Well, listen, Zaffy, as always, sir, it's just always great to talk to you, man. We'll get you back sooner rather than later. Your links are down in the description. I hope your channel continues to grow and grow and grow, and can't wait to get you back. I think there's a couple of panel shows you'd be quite good on, too, that I've got planned. So we've got a whole bunch of things we'll swing your way, Zaffy. And as always, mate, I just hope you have a good weekend. Thank you for your time, and keep up the good work, bro.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Ron.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. Listen, I have got a quick thing to do, and then I will be live over on my channel at 9:30, going over all things demon hunting. I'm talking about my album being released and the horror series I'm producing. Come and check it out. Be 9:30. Zaffy, thank you. Thank you to the Mars. Thank you to the Sean Atwood channel. From me, Ron Swanson, as always, be safe out there, guys. Thanks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.